KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 19 degrees. We look for a dense fog advisory for a portion of the listening area until 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, a high of 54. A dense fog advisory in effect for Sac, Carroll, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties. It had been set to expire at 7 a.m., but again was extended until 9 for those counties affected. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In the news this hour, the remains of Nebraska and Iowa sailors who were killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor 79 years ago yesterday will get to return home soon thanks to the work of experts at Offutt Air Force Base. It's part of a five-year effort to identify Navy sailors and Marines who went missing while serving on board the USS Oklahoma, a battleship that capsized during the attacks. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency is working to identify remains with DNA technology and other modern methods. The agency's historians and forensic anthropologists had hoped to identify 315 or 80% of the missing men by the end of 2020. With weeks to go, they've identified 281 of them. The Iowa DOT's District 4 Transportation Office in Atlantic reports debris removal from a previous traffic incident will cause Iowa Highway 2 to be closed in both directions today, east of Sidney, between Fremont County Roads L68 or 330th Avenue and M16 or 370th Street. The road will be closed from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. During the closure, traffic will be directed around the work zone using U.S. Highway 275, U.S. 34, and U.S. 59. The DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in a work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office and Tabor Police Department are seeking information concerning a burglary that occurred at the Glenwood State Bank located in Tabor on the evening of Sunday, December 6th, and the early morning hours of Monday, December 7th. Authorities say a man entered the building, the bank lobby, at about 8:47 p.m. and then left the area. Two males returned at approximately 12:30 a.m. and removed the ATM from the lobby. Males were described as white males wearing camouflage jackets. Anyone with information should contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Van De Water reports three arrests took place last week. At around 10 p.m. Thursday, 44-year-old Scott William Richard Funk of Fontenelle was arrested on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear for violation of a probation hearing. Funk was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 cash or surety bond. Just before noon on Thursday, 38-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina was arrested on an Adair County warrant for driving while barred. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000 with 10% acceptable. And at around 3:10 p.m. on December 2nd, 42-year-old Shane Siegler of Messina was arrested on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear on a forgery charge. Siegler was released later that same day on a $100 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported that on or about December 3rd at around 9:24 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop which resulted in the arrest of 36-year-old Brandon Stalker of Corning. Stalker was arrested on an active Adams County warrant for contempt of court, failure to appear. On or about December 5th, Adams County deputies made contact with 28-year-old Kyle Trimble of Texas, who was in transit walking and attempting to get into Union County. Upon further investigation, a handgun was found on Trimble, who was arrested on a charge of going armed with a dangerous weapon. He was transported to the Adams County Jail. That same day, deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 34 on a speeding vehicle. The driver, 24-year-old Javier Hernandez Campos, was charged with OWI first offense, speeding and driving without a valid license. While at the Adams County Jail, a warrant for the arrest of an illegal alien was issued to Campos by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. On December 6th, Adams County deputies responded to a call at a residence in the 1400 block of 210th Street in regard to an unknown man sleeping on a couch in the residence. 39-year-old Jeffrey Erickson of Des Moines was arrested on a burglary charge. And at around 7:30 a.m. on Monday, deputies responded to a tripped motion alarm at 2527 125th Street in Prescott. An investigation determined entry was made by a first-floor window and a power box on a utility pole near the home had been damaged. Anyone with information regarding the burglary should contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 641-322-4444. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous arrests occurred over the past week. Most recently, on Monday morning, 23-year-old Tyler Anthony Witzel was taken into custody at the Polk County Jail and transported to Pottawatomie County on a state of Iowa warrant for contempt of court. Saturday night, 40-year-old Brianna Fricke of Council Bluffs was arrested for domestic abuse, simple assault. On Friday night, four people were arrested in connection with the arrest in Honey Creek of an allegedly impaired driver. 49-year-old Genevieve Rachel Stuve was charged with OWI first offense. 49-year-old Gina Suzanne Huber, 42-year-old April May West, and 43-year-old Darren Dion West were each charged with interference with official acts after they allegedly tried to intervene with an investigation. Friday afternoon, 34-year-old Rebecca Teresa Romo of Council Bluffs turned herself in to the Pott County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for theft in the second degree. And an inmate at the Pott County Jail, 24-year-old Eric Rock of Minden, was presented Friday with a warrant for violation of probation and voluntary absence from custody. He was returned to Customs Corrections staff. Well, the driver of a 2014 Kia Sportage and her passenger were injured during a rollover accident early Saturday morning in Union County. The Sheriff's Office reports 19-year-old Jessica Page Kelly of Apton was traveling south on Owl Avenue at around 1:53 a.m. when a deer came out of the left side ditch. When Kelly swerved to avoid striking the animal, she lost control of the car. The vehicle went off the road and into the ditch, where it knocked down a barbed wire fence, rolled over, and came to rest on its top. All of the airbags deployed during the crash. Kelly and her passenger, 19-year-old Taylor Miller of Afton, were transported by EMS ambulance to the hospital in Creston for treatment of unknown possible injuries. The car sustained $8,000 damage and was declared a total loss. No injuries were reported after a car rolled into a propane tank at a convenience store in Casey back on November 22nd. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office released information on Monday about the incident. They said 37-year-old Terrence Terrell Dixon of Waterloo was parking a 2014 Toyota Yaris in a parking lot at Moe's Mart in Casey at around 10:45 p.m. on the 22nd when he failed to put the vehicle in park before getting out to enter the store. The car ran into a cage housing the propane tanks before it hit the building. The car sustained about $2,000 damage, while damage to the building and cage combined was estimated at around $1,000. Also, Auditor of State Rob Sand on Monday released an agreed-upon procedures report on the City of Casey for the period of July 1, 2019 through June 30, 2020. Sand reported 15 findings related to the receipt and disbursement of taxpayer funds. Among them, issues such as the lack of segregation of duties, the lack of independent reviews of bank reconciliations for all months, utility reconciliations that were not completed for all months, and a lack of publishing the city council meeting minutes within 15 days of meeting. Also, there were disbursements exceeding budgeted amounts, lack of approval of journal entries, lack of tracking of the use of local option sales tax receipts, disbursements and other unspent balances, and payment of long-term debt from an incorrect fund among the issues Sand found. He provided the city with a recommendation to address each of the findings, and 7 of the 15 findings were repeated from the previous year. A copy of the agreed-upon procedures report is available for review on the Auditor's State's website, and a link to which you can find in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.